Okay, good evening, everyone. We mentioned last night that we have finished what we feel we need to know in regards to Hilchos Tefillah for women. I have finished a chart that I worked, Baruch Hashem, I worked a long time making a organized chart in order of what a person is able to respond to during Tefillah. I'm going to hopefully make photocopies of it. I hope it's legible. My wife says I wrote the letters a little bit too small, but we'll see. We'll give it out. I hope you enjoy it. And if you have any questions, definitely give me a call. But tonight, Bez Hashem, we're going to start the halachos of Hadlakas Neiros. And that means the mitzvah of lighting candles Friday night by the Shabbos table, or off to the side of the Shabbos table. And this is discussed in the Shulchan Aruch, in Simen Reish Samach Gimel. And actually, Chazal say very strict things about the mitzvah of lighting candles for women, for the mitzvah of lighting candles Friday night. And it's a mitzvah that a person needs to know the halachos to make sure they're doing everything properly. Now, most Rishonim hold that this mitzvah of lighting candles Friday night is only a mitzvah midrabanan. There are those that say that it's a deiraisa, but most of the Rishonim assume that it is a mitzvah midrabanan. And actually, there are seven mitzvos midrabanan. Now, whenever I tell this to people that there are seven mitzvos midrabanan, they have somewhat of a surprised look on their face, because people think that, what do you mean, there's hundreds of mitzvos midrabanan. What I mean by that is that mitzvos that are totally made up by the rabbanan, not based on a deiraisa, not offshoots of a deiraisa, and not averos that are derabanan, but I'm talking about positive commandments that are midrabanan that Chazal made up after the Torah. Number one is the mitzvah of halal. Now, when we say the mitzvah, we mean the mitzvah of halal on Yom Tov. The mitzvah of saying halal on Rosh Chodesh is only a minhag, it's only a custom. I know a lot of my students always like to know what's a mitzvah, what's a minhag, what's a nice thing. So halal on Rosh Chodesh is only a minhag. Halal on Yom Tov is a full-fledged mitzvah midirabanan. It's not a deraisa, but it's a mitzvah midirabanan. Number two is the mitzvah of Kriyas HaMegillah on Purim. That, of course, was made up by the Rabbanan. And that it's based on a story that happened way after the Torah was given. Number three is the mitzvah of Chanukah Neiros, in the time of Chanukah, also commemorating the story that happened of Chanukah in the middle of the second Beis HaMikdash. So that is also a mitzvah midrabanan. Number four is the Neiros Shabbos, the mitzvah of lighting candles Friday night. The fifth mitzvah midrabanan is saying brachos. Now, the bracha of Birchas HaMazon after somebody washes on bread, that is a mitzvah midaraisa if they eat the amount that is satiated, for sure for men, perhaps for women. But other brachos, maybe alamichas and machlokas, but barring afashos, and all of the bracha rishonos, hamotzi, ha'eitz, adama, mezonos, hagafen, and shahakol, those are all midrabanan. That is number five. Number six is the mitzvah of netilas yadayim. And I'm not referring to negelvasser in the morning. That is not a mitzvah. That's not a full-fledged mitzvah. That's less than that. But netilas yadayim, washing for bread. Shlomo HaMelech was mesaken that to wash before a person eats bread. That is number six. That is mitzvah midrabanan number six. And the mitzvah number seven is eruv, which includes eruv chatzeros, eruv tafshilin. That is mitzvah number seven. And something interesting, just as an introduction to the mitzvos midrabanan, you all know that there are 613 mitzvos in the Torah. Plus these seven mitzvos midrabanan, 613 plus seven equals 620. And that represents the keser Torah. Keser means a crown. The crown of Torah is represented by the 620 mitzvos. And the keser, the gematria of the word keser, is 620. The kaf is 20, and the saf is 400, and the resh is 200. Altogether, the keser Torah is the 620 mitzvos of the Torah. And it's good to know going into Shavuos, or approaching Shavuos pretty soon, that also in the Aseres HaDibros, the first Aseres HaDibros, you could ask this as a trivia to the men in your family, how many letters does the first Aseres HaDibros have? 620. So the number 620 is a very special number as far as the letters in the Aseres HaDibros, and there are 620 mitzvos that we have, 613 midaraisa in the Torah, and 7 mitzvos midrabanan, together 620, that makes up the Keser Torah. And for this mitzvah of Hadlakas Neiros Friday night, this is an obligation on men also, it's really men are obligated just as much as women. And we'll discuss the halachos about when a woman goes away for Shabbos and a man is home alone, as far as he lighting, when the husband and the wife split up, boys in yeshiva, in a dormitory, girls in camp, in a seminary. We have to discuss, Bez Hashem, all of these halachos. But men are obligated, anyone over bar mitzvah or bas mitzvah is obligated in hadlakas neros every Friday night. But the obligation has been put to the women. And the Shulchan Aruch says that the reason why women have been chosen is because the simple explanation is they are in charge of the tzorchei habayis. Women are in charge of the needs of the house. That's, you know, the men are supposed to help, but definitely the women are generally in charge of the things around the house. And the mitzvah of candles is to have light on Friday night. We'll discuss a little bit more of the details in the next Shir Bez Hashem, why exactly we have this mitzvah, but the general understanding is to have light. Women are in charge of taking care of the house, and back then they didn't have electricity, so they needed to have candles, so women are chosen to be the ones, mesugal, to do the mitzvah of Hadlakas Neros. The Mishnah Brura adds another reason, that Chava caused Adam to sin. That we know Adam and Chava ate from the Eitz Hadas, and Chava is really put to blame a little bit more because she ate from it first, and she convinced Adam, she fed Adam the food from the Eitz Hadas, and eventually Adam died because of that. Therefore, Chava extinguished the Neiroi Shel Olam. Adam Rishon was called the candle of the world, and therefore Chava extinguished the candle of the world. As you know, that Avera took place on Friday. It was on Yom Shishi. They were created on Friday, and that's when that Avera took place. To make up for that, to fix that, to counteract that, women who come from Chava, they light the candles because Chava sinned and eventually put out the Neir Shel Olam on a Friday. So that is the second reason the Mishnah Berurah brings why women are designated to do the mitzvah of Hadlakas Neiros. And this that we talk about, lighting candles, which we do with fire. A lot of people are talking about fire recently because we celebrated Lag BaOmer not too long ago, and the Torah and Hashem is really compared to fire. There's numerous psukim, miminoi, esh da slomoi, and many psukim, Hashem is a esh oichla, that we compare the Torah and Hashem to fire. And my wife's grandfather, his name was Rabbi Shua Yitzchak Belsky, my oldest son is named after him. Rabbi Shua Yitzchak Belsky was a big Talmud Chacham. He was a Rav in the Lower East Side. He was very close to Rav Moshe Feinstein. And he said a wonderful pshat. He said, why is the Torah compared to fire? He says, if you think about it, if you take a sword, technically someone could touch a sword very gently and not get hurt. And if you touch a knife very gently, you won't get hurt. Or an arrow, a person won't get hurt. But fire is not like that. Fire consumes anything the second it touches it, whether a person has good intentions, bad intentions, automatically fire consumes something. And he says Torah is the same way. And Torah and mitzvahs. He says a person needs to put themselves in a good atmosphere. They need to have friends that are positive friends, and they will automatically get influenced from their friends, whether it's for the good or whether it's for the bad. And that's similar to fire that automatically influences whatever it touches. And it's very important for children and teenagers, the friends that they have, but it's very important for adults as well. If you schmooze with someone on the phone constantly and you know that that person is the type of person that talks Lashon Hara, then it's the type of person you shouldn't be schmoozing on the phone with. And we all have to be careful about this. And the people that we hang around with, we will get influence from them automatically. If you have good friends and they always go to shiurim and things like that, so then naturally a person will do that. And that's very, very important to have a good sviva that a person is around, that this way they will grow from such people. And it's similar, there's other ideas, other psukim that are connected to it, but we're going to stop here for tonight. But that is one thing definitely that we learn from the idea of fire, that a person always needs to be put themselves in a good sviva as far as what block that they live in when they decide to buy a house, and what friends to schmooze with and what to hang around, and who to invite over for Shabbos and who to go to for Shabbos. It's always very important, and it's something that we always have to keep in mind. Okay, everybody should have a good night.